My name is Leo Pepino. I'm from Manchester, District 11. Good afternoon, Madam Chairman and members of the committee. My bill is a very simple bill. I looked at all the bills coming in. I talked to all the parties involved. And we all decided that a committee would do just what we wanted to do. Because now they worked on this bill for 4 to 6 months. So they know what the problems are in it. So if you people take a bill one at a time, it comes in with one fix. You fix that part, you've left 10 go. The next bill comes in, you fix another part, you've left another 10 go. So I would suggest you take all these bills, give them this committee you're going to form, if you're going to form this committee, and let them work on it. Now, I did recommend 90 days, but I think the way things are going, they could probably do it in 30 days or less, I would say. Because when they come in, they will know what has to be changed in their department, not somebody picking something like they're doing now. They're picking pieces that they heard in the debate last year. In the debate last year, there's about a pile of newspaper clippings that high. I have them all home. I could have brought them in. And they're all on the same things, sex offenders, violent offenders. They don't touch really the working part of it. And the working part of this bill, they've had no money except a few bucks they had in one federal grant to start it. Then they had another $900,000 grant for 2 years. They've been spending that. So they're in the process of putting this bill all together because the trouble is the bill is such a good bill, and they took this bill and they forced it through. They rushed it through, if you can remember those that were there. They'd bring it out of committee and sip it over to the Senate to pass and get it here and get it going. They had it going so fast, they drafted a very, very good piece of legislation into a poor bill, and all them things were wrong with it. So that's what I would think. I would think if you formed the committee, call these people in. You don't have to give them 90 days. You don't have to give them 60 days. You don't have to give them 30 days. They have all the information now. The only thing they don't have is money. Now, one of the most important things when this bill was passed, there was not a nickel contributed to it. And according to the report, it took $400,000 to make this bill work. And they passed this, rushed it through the Senate, rushed it through this committee, rushed it through the House, rushed it to get it signed. And the report, see, trouble, I read too much. This was the first report that they started from the Justice Center of the Council of State Governments. They said who would be in the committee, how it was formed, what they would be doing. They would check the whole system over. That's the courts, parole, jails, everything. But all the things in this report were not followed. They followed a good share of them, but not all of them. Now, when I spoke on the floor against this, if you people that were there remember, I was the only Republican that spoke against it. And the only Democrat to speak against it was Tim Robinson. He was a member of this committee. So after the committee, I said to Tim, I said, we served 15 years on this committee, and we never agreed on nothing. But look at today, we had something in common. So there's different things in this report that still has to be done. So if you're going to pass, if a bill comes in, you're going to pass this part. You've left 10 parts out. If you pass another bill, this part, you left 20 parts out. Now, this bill is not being supported by anybody except me and the departments. Leadership has nothing to do with having this bill passed. Because I've already been told they're supporting another bill. I just wanted to let you know there's no pressure on me from nobody. Nobody dares give me pressure because I tell them off. So that's all I want to say to you. Get them here, form the committee, bring them in early, make them come in. I already talked with them yesterday to make sure that we're on the same page, the jail, parole, probation, parole. We're all on the same page. So if you can get them in here quick. They know what's wrong. They know what should be done. They know the outcry last year when they ran for governor, and they brought out all the things in their favor. The thing was, well, we should tweak this. We should tweak that. I sat and read the whole thing. I said, tweak it. What are they going to tweak? They'll tweak the whole damn thing to death, you know? And that's what you got. You got different bills coming in with different one piece. This bill covers the whole thing. Get them all together, pass this, and there'll be no more. What if this? What if that? This one's getting out. That one's staying in. This one's going back. There'll be no more of that. Because even the outreach centers was the most important thing. They didn't have one of them. Housing was the most important thing. They didn't have none of that. They were going to put them in the halfway houses. They were all full. And why they pushed this bill last year so quick, it just doesn't make sense the way they really pushed it. Because I read everything on it, over in the Senate, the whole bit. They just kept it going and going and going and going and going. And every committee it went through, they praised the bill. And the bill needed work, because I had read it all. And when I did speak on the floor, I did get 50, 60 people voted with me. Now, a lot of them people that are with me are against me on this. That's all I have to say. I'll take questions.
I have a question. The money right now that running this operation, it was grant money?
Yes.
What's going to happen when the grant money runs out? Where's the money coming?
From what I understand right now, they had a little bit of grant money to start, which I don't know how much that was. It wasn't very much. And if I'm wrong, there'll be somebody here who can straighten me out. They had a $900,000 grant for 2 years. They would spend $450,000 a year. And when that grant was gone, unless they get some more grant money, there would be no money right there. Because I don't think with that kind of money, you can implement the whole thing. And where they intend to make money on the people that let them go from prison. I think they're going to need money by then. Let's have some more grants up their sleeve.
Representative Sharon.
I was just going to say, would you believe what you're saying, Representative Dennis, to take the body of 500 and to take these bills, these peripheral bills that seem to be coming before us, to look at those bills to see where they could be integrated within 500? Am I understanding you correctly?
Yes, what I'm saying is when these bills come in, what they're going to address, I think they're already addressing them because they've had 6 months to work on all these. Remember the paper last fall? It was full of the paper. I should have brought them into you. There's clippings like that, all on three or four different things. And that's what the other bills are coming in for. They're hitting on the highlights of the bill. But the little things in the bill that make it work, nobody's touched them. And a lot of them little things in this report, they've already been doing. It didn't cost a lot of money. So when they come in, they've worked with this bill 4 to 6 months. They all know the problems. They all know what's going on. So when they come in, they should be able to tell you. Not we'll think about it. They should know. If they don't know, there's something wrong with them. They shouldn't be department heads.
Any other questions? Oh, follow
up. Wines are good when you allow them to breathe. And basically, SB 500, would you believe, is not really allowed to breathe. It became a political football, unfortunately, because within 500, if you remember correctly, Representative, there are a lot of good things in it. And yes, it might need a little bit of tweaking here and there. And that's why I asked the question, is to keep SB 500 intact and to look at the other bills to see what within those bills could be added to if it's not covered within SB 500. In other words, retain, and we need to retain. Keep SB 500 intact and look at the other bills' input.
Yes, what I would do is the bills come in, I would look at them. And when this committee meets, I would make sure they were addressing what was in these bills.
Okay, thank you.
If they weren't, there's something wrong.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Pepino, it's always a pleasure to have you before the Criminal Justice Committee. Just a question. line one of your bill says there is established a committee to study repealing the revisions to the law implemented by SB 500. Are you now changing that to say, to strike out the word repealing, to amend SB 500?
Yes.
Okay. If there was an amendment to that, you would have no objection?
I have no objections.
Thank you, Representative.
Because when I seen that word, I didn't like it, because I didn't want to repeal it. I mean, this bill is so good. They fouled it up and they messed it up so much. I hate to say this because it's partisan. All I can think of when they were pushing this bill through, they wanted it for a political issue. And when they did that, they made it a political football and it backfired on them. Because it gave the Republicans something to go on. And that never should have been there. That should have been fixed. And I'm a Republican. It would have given the Republicans nothing to beat on if the bill was in the right place. But how... Why they wanted it so quick and they kept pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. Special order for this, special order for that. They wanted it out. And I'm sitting there like a dummy. I know what's in the bill and nobody listened to me. And when I spoke alone.
Thank you.
And not even one question they asked me. And you know my favorite when I get all done speaking, any questions, please?
Any other questions? Thank you.
We thank you.